ശ്രീമന്ത്രിതാംജീന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമ വഞ്ചാകൽപ്പതരുഭ്യഃ കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യൈവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ നമോ മഹാപതന്നായ കൃഷ്ണ പ്രേമ പ്രദായകേ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യനാമനേ. ടുഡേ ഈസ് വെരി ഓസ്പിഷ്യസ് ഡേ. ടുഡേ ഈസ് ദി ബർത്ത്ഡേ ഓഫ് one of a very strong acharya.
Disappearance
of a very learned acharya in our disciplined order after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has swept the Gaudiya Vaishnav. He was born in Odisha near Puri, and in his boyhood he became so learned and famous person. He read all the Vedas, Upanishads, Shruti, Puran, everything. And then he went to Udupi in South India, where Madhvacharya has a very big seat there, center. He also learned so many things there, and he came to again Siddhampuri. Now he was so much famous that he wanted to conquer all the pandits, learned person in whole India. But when come to Jagannath Puri, a very renowned Gaudiya Vaishnav, but he was Nishkinchan Vaishnav, having nothing, only door or coffin, only clothes, very little clothes. When he went to him, he was treated like a student. He became a student of Gaudiya Vaishnav. He forget all his learnings and Vedanu Upanishad, and he fell flat on the feet of that acharya. He was in the line of Shamananda Prabhu line, and then he took diksha, renunciation,
initiation.
And then he came to Vrindavan, and he became the student of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I was searching you, waiting you. Come on and see Ganga Mata and all. So he came to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Vrindavan and became a student of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Here he read all the books of our Goswami, especially he read from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Shat Sandarbh. You know Shat Sandarbh of
Jiva Goswami.
In the meantime, you can say it. At the same time, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was so old, more than 80 years old. In Jaipur, there was a meeting in which Sri Sampradaya, means Ramanujacharya, disciples of Ramanuj and Nimbark, they told that Gaudiya Sampradaya is not bona fide Sampradaya anyway. We cannot give respect to Gaudiya Vaishnava. There are four kinds of Vaishnavas. Sri Brahma Rudra Sana. Sri means coming from Lakshmi, that is Ramanuj. Coming from Brahma Madhvachar, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, in that we are. And then one Sampradaya coming from Rudra Shankar, they became Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And coming from Sanak Sanandan Sanatan for Kumar, this Sampradaya was known as Nimbaditya Sampradaya. And after that, Nimbark Sampradaya. There are four disciplic lines to achieve love in the lotus feet of Krishna. So they refuse to take Gaudiya Vaishnava, any of them, because they have no Vedanta Bhashya, no explanation of Vedanta written by Vyasadeva. And also there is a question that we don't agree to take the relation of Radha and Krishna because they were not married. If he can take, we can take Rukmini and Krishna, Satyabhama and Krishna, because they were married to Krishna. But anywhere is not written in authentic books that Srimati Radhika was married to Krishna. So it is wrong to worship Radha and Krishna. We should not. So they took the deity of Srimati Radhika from Govinda Dev in Jaipur. Then the Maharaja of the King of Jaipur and the devotees who were there, they went to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Vrindavan and told that it is a very grave situation. He should save Gaudiya Vaishnava, otherwise Gaudiya Vaishnava will be ruined forever. Vishwanath Chakravarti replied that, I am so old, I cannot go live in Vrindavan in any way. I have taken Chetra Sanyas, like Gadadhar Pandit in Puri. I will never leave Vrindavan. I will remain in Vrindavan. So he told his student, Baldev Vidyabhushan, go. And you should put these argus that I am telling to you. And he gave energy and some documents that Gaudiya Vaishnava belongs to Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. He went with a disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He was very lean, thin, a person like this. Very lean and thin, and not so tall and body like that. Very lean thing. When he reached there, and a very big meeting was there. So many renowned learned person from Ramanandi Sampradaya, Ramanandi, and from Nimbark Sampradaya, but only one, this little boy was there from Gaudiya Vaishnava. They told that, who will argue by the side of Gaudiya Vaishnava? He told that, I, the Das of Krishna and the Das of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I can speak behalf of Gauriya Vaishnava. They told the argument that Srimati Radhika cannot be in the left side of Krishna, they will not be worshipped. If you want to worship, you can worship Satyabhama Rukmini and Krishna. Dwarkadhish Krishna Valli. Or alone Krishna. And you are out of any four sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya. You should give any document or any proof that you are in any of the four sampradaya. Then he at once stood up in the meeting. And he argued in Sanskrit language, pure Sanskrit language, and so high class of language and philosophical terms that all were astonished. And he gave so many proofs that Srimati Radhika is more better, more
superior
than Satyabhama and Rupam. He began to argue the argument of Srila Rupa Goswami from Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and all others. They were astonished to hear. He told that Madhur Rasa is divided into two, Swakiya and Parkiya. Swakiya are inferior, like Dasi, controlled by Krishna. And if Krishna will tell, they will have to give up the palace of Krishna. Oh, get out from here. Then Rukmini and Satyabhama will and they began to cry, they will. Whereas in Vrindavan, and the groups of Vrindavan, the supremacy of Srimati Radhika is there. She will tell Krishna, go out from this kunj. And she will order the sakhis, Krishna should not come to me unless he is begging. Then Krishna comes and fell flat on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and beg pardon. I will never do like this. Srimati Radhika will tell that very great thief or dhurta, you know?
Cheater.
Dhurta. And she will abuse anything she likes. And Krishna will hear. Like he is taking amrita,
nectar,
drinking nectar. We have so many examples in Brihat Bhagavatamritam that Satyabhama Rukmini always carrying order of Krishna, but they cannot order Krishna. So Krishna is controlled by gopis, not by them. He is Parashakti. You know Parashakti? Supreme power of Krishna. Krishna is
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Personality of Godhead. And Srimati Radhika is Supreme Personality of power, potency, energy. Krishna cannot do anything without Srimati Radhika. They are undivided. Anyone cannot divide. Like a fire and his heat cannot be separated. So Radhika and Krishna cannot be separated in any way. Satyabhama and Rukmini are only part and parcels of Srimati Radhika, Kaya Vyuha. Manifestations of Srimati Radhika. Lakshmi, Uma, Rama, Brahmani can come out from the
hairs of, from the hairs of Srimati Radhika, lakhs and lakhs. So it is told in Brahma Sanghita, Gopal Tapini, he kept the examples of all. He quoted a sloka from Padma Puran. Radhika Paradevata. What is sloka?
Devi Krishnamayi
Prokta. Devi Krishnamayi Prokta.
Radhika Paradevata.
Radhika Paradevata. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi. Sarva Kanti Sambohini Para. He quoted this sloka. He also quoted so many slokas and mantras from Vedas and all these things. Then they accepted the theory of Balladitya Bhushan. Oh, you are right. But we cannot agree, we cannot take it in evidence. If you can show any bona fide explanation of Vedanta, he told that I want one day. One day. And he came to Govindaji. And he prayed, Govindaji, in a day, how can a bhashya of Vedanta can be done? So you should please mercifully do it. I can write and you can speak. Then he began, Govinda began to tell. And he began to write. In a night, everything was done magically. So marvelous, more than all Govind Bhashya, Sharirik of Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Anubhashya, Ramanuj, Sri Bhashya, Nimbarkacharya, Parijatsu Bhashya, everything. He cut the arguments of all Govinda Dev himself. And it was ready in a night. He took that Govinda Bhashya on his head and came to the learned
assembly
and he kept there. Oh, yes, this is Govinda Bhashya. Govinda has himself dictated and I have written. They began to saw, began to see, they looked after pages, and so marvelous. Equipped so many examples of all Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, and everything. They were defeated. And they were bound to accept the Bhashya and told that, yes, now you are in Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava, Sampradaya. All arguments were of Vishwanachakarti Thakur. And he proved that we are in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And this is the best Sampradaya, especially in Kali Yuga. Those who will not follow this Sampradaya, they will be out of Sampradaya. And this is the supreme part. First class Vaishnava Sampradaya. More than Ramanuj and all other Sampradaya. All accepted this point. Again, Srimati Radhika was placed in the
left side of
Govindadev. Even the same Govindadev and Srimati Radhika is there and worshipped. Ebaldev Bhushan was not there. Or Gaudiya Vaishnava, Gaudiya this Sampradaya would have been rejected by all the learned persons. So we are debted to this Mahapurush, we should note this fact and know, we should know what arguments he had placed there. Without this, we cannot be bona fide Vaishnava. We'll have to learn all these things. And they can be only achieved by the bona fide Rashik and Siddhantavida Vaishnava, those who know all these philosophy. Yeah.
একজন যদি এই যে বিএ পরীক্ষা পড়তে যাবে বিবাহ দেখাতে যদি অন্য অন্য কান্ট্রি যাবে যেমন মথুরায় বলেছিলেন কি
He gave an argument that, that when Krishna was a child, Nanda Baba took Krishna for cow grazing and it was a rainy day and winter season as in England now, so much rain. He went to a very dense forest with so many lakhs and lakhs of cows. He saw at once that it is very cloudy and heavy rain is coming just now. He was thinking that what to do. In the meantime, a very Kishori girl of Vishubhan Maharaj, very little, she came and did like so. Give me, not told anything, but like this. And Krishna at once came in her hands. Nanda Maharaj was watching, looking. What is going on? He saw that this girl took Krishna and went in a dense forest and disappeared. And at once, Krishna became of 14 years. And Srimati Radhika became of 13 years. Very Kishore. Lalita, Vishakha, all Ashtasakhis were there. They sat under Bhandir Bhat. Near Jamuna bank. And at once Brahma, four-headed Brahma, came. And he began to recite Ved mantras. And he told them to exchange their garlands. And he recited mantra of marriage.
According to Gandharva rule.
There they were married. But not prominent, otherwise supremacy of Madhur, Parakya Bhav will go away. So he did not prominently. We should know that in Golok Vrindavan, they live in the same Parakya Bhav, but there Krishna and they are undivided there and sometimes divided there for Bilash. They are married there. No? Married there. If a person is married in London and he will be transferred to Leicester, he has no need to again married here. Understand this.
They will be different country.
If the pair goes to India to show Indians that we are married, they will have not again be married there. They should not. Because they are married at all. So Krishna and Srimati Radhika is always one thing. When they come to Braja, Prakat Braj, there is no need to again be married. They are in Parakya Ras. They are also here also. But we should know that it is more than marriage. In marriage, a lady becomes maid servant and Purush becomes master. So, in Parakya Ras, not as a friend there, forever. So Krishna cannot tell that you should go away from my home. Srimati Radhika will tell that you are not supporting me. No, I'm not in your home. So it depends on so high quality of prema there. So he proved all these things. Again, we are coming to Ganga Mata. In India, in Eastern India, there was a king of Putia. Putia, there is a name of any kingdom. He has a very beautiful daughter. And from beginning he was worshipping Krishna as his husband. No one has told that he is your husband, but he ate. And she was very learned from boyhood. His father and mother gave so many
opportunity
to worship and to train like devotees. When she became of 12 years or more than that, 14th, then her father wanted to give her marriage to any beautiful prince, but she denied flatly. I have taken Krishna as my husband. I will never marry again. If he'll do, I will die. He also requested, that I should be sent to Vrindavan. Here Govinda Devi is my husband. I want to meet him. Without him, I cannot live a day. At last, father and mother agreed to this point. Anyhow, they sent her to Vrindavan. At that time, only there was walking on foot going to Vrindavan. About 2,000, more than that, 3,000 miles. She walked on foot, being a princess, and she came to Vrindavan. At that time, Rupa Goswami has entered in his Golok Vrindavan Dham, disappeared, Sanatan Goswami, or Ji Goswami also. In Govinda Dev temple, there was a priest, but he was the disciple of Rupa Goswami. And he was worshipping there. He was so bona fide Vaishnava, very learned person, and very rasic like Rupa Goswami. Not like, but in the similar, same line. She came to him and fell flat on the lotus feet of that Krishna Das Babaji, or I don't remember name. And she told that, I want to take shelter in your lotus feet. Please give me shelter. And began to weep loudly. He was not ready. But anyhow, her earnest desire and firm belief and a strong, all these things. Then his heart melted and he was agreed to accept him as his disciple. He made only one disciple, not any others. At that time, he was about 15 or 16, very beautiful. He told that, how you will be in Vrindavan? I go to beg and bring some chapatis. I give to Thakur and take. I cannot take any responsibility for you. You should do yourself. She gave up all the princess dresses and became a straight beggar. And he took very little sari, white, not so glazing, and what doing pressed, not all these things. Very simple, very simple. So anyone cannot see that she is a princess. But in a very short time, he became so dear to his Gurudev. And she became bona fide and learned Vaishnavi, Param Vaishnavi. But yet she was so beautiful. This was his. But
concern.
Disqualification.
Yeah. Disqualification.
For a woman to being alone anywhere, it is very dangerous. Boys can go everywhere, naked or anywhere. But it is a very big toss for very beautiful ladies to be in Vrindavan and to bathe and to recite and to do Harinam. Very. So, anyhow, see, he called her one more disciple. She was so aged, of 40. And he gave her his hand in his hand that you should look after. And when I give class, you should both come to me with all so many persons, devotees. And she became of 24. His Gurudev told that you should go to Radha Kunda, back door to door. And what I have told to you, you should take in your life, chanting 3 lakh names, always reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, Jugal Geet, all these things. Perhaps you know these things or not. Very high class of